Nick, welcome to Tim and Sid. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you guys?
Good.
Very good.
Things got interesting at the press conference today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be here, though. I mean, you know, representing the U.S. versus Canada. Of course, you know, most of the people in the U.S. want to see me, you know, smashed out and hammered out. And they like to paint the picture of me, the evil, you know, evil villain. And, you know, I got George over here telling me, like, he wants to make me look like, you know, I'm trying to intimidate. And he keeps telling me, you really think I'm afraid of you? You know, you really think I'm afraid of you? And I'm like, well, you know, George, you should be afraid of you should be afraid of me, you know? I mean, honestly, I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid of George. No more than any other fighters I've been fought in the past. I mean, I'd like to see him fight Robbie Lawler. He'd get knocked out. And, you know, or talking to Origomi back when I did. He'd have lost that fight, too. He'd have lost all those fights to all them hitters that I was fighting, taking punches, getting my face split open. So he talks about how I'm going to lose this fight easy because of all the scar tissue, right? I was fighting all the hitters. And, you know, I think that should have been brought out a little bit more than it did. I just hope people understand that, you know, I don't have to lie to sell a fight. You know, I'm not the one in this position right now, frustrated position. Because well, I don't have anything to say except you really think I'm scared of you. You really think I'm scared of you? And that's the thing, you know. Like, I don't gotta lie. You know, he should be scared. And I'm like, I don't believe that he's not. I'm afraid of him. Should be. He's got to be crazy not to be. So I just don't believe it, you know. And that's my approach to MMA is just, you know, not just dealing with reality. You know, not faking myself out. Not trying to believe in some sort of religion that's going to push me forth to push my faith and market my faith or I don't have anything against that people do that. That's fine. For me, that's not me. I don't believe that that's, you know, that I need to look to this higher power or, some sort of greatness or craziness even that I have in my mind in order to go out there and perform and win a fight, you know, and when he's sitting here going, you really think I'm afraid of you? You really think I'm afraid of you? And I'm like, oh man, I know you got to be, a little bit scared, buddy. You know, I'm scared. I've been scared every time I go out there. And you know, that's when it comes to the social anxiety and the media anxiety. That's what he says, that I have a social anxiety or I have a problem with the media. You really think that I'm not enjoying this press days and what's been going on here, this exposing the truth? Like, I don't have a problem with it. It's not the, you know, it's the fighting that I don't, that it's the fight I don't like. It's the fight I'm worried about. And it's the training that enhances my sense of security.
Right.
You know, and that's what, that's why I'm angry about the media when I have to do the media. It's only for, to miss out, only because I may miss out on my training, which enhances my sense of security. And, you know, I'm scared to fight. Well, you should be scared to fight. You ain't going to win. You ain't scared. So, you know, just wanted to get those points across. But
Nick Diaz joining us here on Tim and Sid. So none of what you have said over the last 2 weeks has been to sell a fight?
Absolutely not. It's been honest to God truth. And I have not told a lie, but yeah, he said that I followed him in the hotel and chased him around. Let Dana say that. Let Dana say, you know, he never asked for the fight either, but he did let Dana talk for him and say that, you know, I'm the most disrespectful person ever, and he just can't wait to, he's going to put the worst beating on me ever. I mean, do you honestly believe that he said that out of his mouth? I don't believe that. And why wouldn't he say it to the fans? Because I wouldn't have a problem doing it. I don't need to lie to the fans about what my opinion is. You know, I'm happy to give it. I have no anxiety or, there's nothing in me that worries about expressing myself in a in front of a camera or in front of people, especially when we're dealing with, you know, what I do every day and what I know about, you know, and that, you know, when it comes to martial arts. And I think that people should understand where I'm coming from, and especially the fans. You know, George over here, he calls me an uneducated fool. And I say, like, you know, hey, man, I hate to talk bad towards the fans. I never, you know, but, like, if anybody's the uneducated fools out there, it's you that are eating up all this bullshit, you know, buying right into it. I'm like, come on, you should, you know, it's like, educate, you should be, you know, his fans are martial artists, and they need to take it to the next level and start to understand what's what and what's real, you know.
Nick, what's the BS that you're talking about? What do you mean by BS?
When it comes to, like, you know, the way that they decide that I'm the most disrespectful person, and that he asked for this fight, all these things, you know, just so many things, you know. It's lies. They make me the evil villain, and everybody eats it right up. It's bullshit. You know, and
but you can correct that.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm here talking with you a little bit, and that's what, you know, the press conference is about, and I think that's what puts him in the position where he's frustrated and doesn't have much to say. You know, I think my logic here is pretty much undeniable, and he doesn't really have anything to contradict it with. And that's because he's lying, and that's because he's a liar, and that the UFC and the poster are making me this ugly 209 villain, and, like, I'm a bad guy, and I'm a violent person, and that's kind of funny to try to say that I'm not a violent person, but I don't want to see anybody hurt, you know, not even George. I'm happy with winning the fight. I think to ask for anything more than that, than to just win the fight, is just asking too much, you know. It's like, I don't need to go out there in pink shorts and some crazy hair, you know, wearing fruity colors and beat this guy in front of his hometown. I think that'd be asking way too much. So I've had guys do that and with me. And like I said before, man, like, all these fans, you know, they think, like, I don't even deserve to be here on the top 10. And you know, I'm like, hey, you would have got knocked out, bro. You would have got knocked out by this guy and that guy, all those guys that he was getting knocked out by grapplers, by, you know. No offense, Matt Serra is a good, you know, friend of mine. He's a good puncher, too. But, you know, it's just like, I was the one out there fighting the hitters. I was the one out there fighting all the hitters, all the violent people with bad intentions that weren't just looking to try and win a round. I had to fight those guys, and I had to deal with the anxiety, worry every day. I had to deal with my face being split open even when I win the fights. I get beat up more when I win than when I lose. You see what I mean? Because these guys hold me and they don't fight me. They get beat up and then they win.
Nick, let me ask you something.
In my opinion, there's something wrong with this sport right now. And if the fans were educated enough to understand, then they would know that I'm not in the wrong here, and that, you know, in the future, I think that there needs to be some new promotions, or maybe the UFC needs to work with its to work something out with this, the way that it goes here. I just don't agree with a lot of things.
Well, I mean, Nick, martial arts aside and the art aside,
right?
There are some who would look at you personally and from a business standpoint and say you're not that cooperative. Now, you've done everything today and whatnot, but there's obviously a history where you just don't show up.
They also you know, do everything they can in their power to create these problems for me. And I'm not crazy. I'm not delusional. I'm not playing the victim card. People love to say that all I do is play the victim card when this sort of thing happens. I say it's a coincidence. I lost all those fights, and then those guys got beat up, and then I play the victim card, so that's like a regular thing for me. But they had me in here at 12 o'clock. Why not bring me in on a Monday or a Sunday? I would have been ready for all these things. Nobody worked with me and told me what I was going to be doing, that I was going to have a press conference in the morning. I figured I'm going to get in at 4 o'clock like I always do.
Today, you mean?
And yeah, 4 o'clock, and I'll be done with my stuff in time to get a workout and get back to my hotel room by at least 2 o'clock. I made it back to my hotel room after getting the sweat out and, you know, a little detox from the water I was holding from the airplane. It must have been 4 in the morning. I would have got 2 hours of sleep and then went for an open workout. That would have killed I would have just wrecked my athleticism. I wasn't going to tap into my energy, and it's as if they want me to do that. So when I feel like, you know, something is going to be risking my health in the future, and none of this is going to enhance my sense of security, I'm going to show up for the fight. There's no doubt about that. I never miss no fight.
There's two questions that I got for you. One of them is, do you think Dana White and UFC want you to lose this fight? Is that what you're saying?
I would imagine that they do. I think the U.S. wants me to lose this fight, especially after what they've been marketed. And you know, it's not their fault. You know, it's not their fault that they are educated, okay? But they're educated on what's been marketed to them, just like any company does. Any foods they market,
right?
They advertise, and there's a certain amount of money that goes out to make sure that this money does its job gets done. And you better believe it's going to work. You know, that's why there's fat people. That's why there's fat people, because guess what? They ate it right up, and it was bullshit, and it was poison. And people need to, you know, they need to start to learn and understand marketing and advertisement, because that's what I learned from this sport. That's what this sport's taught me. Like, you know, I've been making this point about Rich Franklin. I'm sure he's a great guy, but he's a school teacher. You know, look what happens when he goes in there and fights Anderson Silva. You know, he was way behind there. But they marketed him as the best fighter, you know, as the best fighter in the world, and you know.
So there's a vested interest.
They marketed that, and people believed it. They ate it right up. They bet on him. You know, after I make these points to you, none of my students and people around me are going to bet on Rich Franklin versus Anderson Silva.
The only other question that I just want to make sure that we got in before we let you go is, GSP got upset today at the press conference because he thought that
he's lying. He's lying. He can't fix what he did. He's trying to say that this was an old interview that he did when we all know that it wasn't. I just watched the interview last night, but I remember I remember reasons why that was just not a different interview. It was the same interview.
Yeah, but we're talking about you. We're talking about you today, basically insinuating. And when you were talking about grappling and running and scoring in MMA,
right,
you said a big guy on steroids holding you down. It was pretty obvious what the insinuation was.
Yeah, the sport right now is geared towards that guy winning. Is geared towards any of
the insinuation. Right, but the insinuation was you were saying George is on roids. That was the insinuation.
Sure, yeah, I believe that he's on plenty of steroids. I don't think they test around here either. I doubt I'll be tested as well. I don't care what they're saying or marketing to the media. I don't think either of us are going to be tested. And if so, he's probably got a bottle of piss in his pocket. I doubt they're standing over him, making sure he's not on steroids.
So you're suggesting that the face of the franchise is on steroids and that Dana White would be complicit with that?
Sure, why not? Lance Armstrong is on steroids. And it was really a ridiculous thing that he was on steroids, that as far as he was concerned.
This is Nick, this is strong stuff. Can you guarantee me you're going to be clean after that fight? These are strong allegations, man.
Hell no, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I ain't guaranteeing. Last time I was nanograms. I didn't test positive, dude. I had like nanogram. Okay, so I'm two over nanogram over. Okay, so what? I can tell you I did a little better than last time. So if I don't pass the test, I'm sorry. But, you know, I could probably use another year off vacation. It's not like I enjoy this. Taking punches to the mouth. I need to feed my family that hopefully one day I can acquire if I survive this. You know, I don't get to just have these things. I've made this investment. I haven't sat down and made any commitments to anything other than this investment in martial arts. And
it is no doubt a tough way to make a living. And Nick, the last question I have for you. And you've been frank with us, and we appreciate that. Will Dana White be pissed at the things that you just said?
I'm sure he will. But like I said in the press conference, I may not be able to keep fighting for money and for a living, but I'll always have to fight for my dignity because that's who I am. I will always tell you the truth. I'll always tell the martial artists out there, the world, and the fighters and the people the truth. I'll never sell you a handful of wolf tickets. that you're going to go take home, feed your family, and poison them and poison their future. It's just, it's not, that's, I, it's not, I'm, morally, it's not me. You know, so. And I don't think George is a bad guy. I don't. I think he's a good guy. I don't think he deserves, you know, I don't think he deserves anything bad. I think he's a nice guy.
He's just making his living like you?
I think that he just put himself in a stupid position to sell this fight. And now he even said, you know, I'm here, I'm selling the fight, just like you, man. And I'm like, right, but you know what? Like I said, I don't have to lie to you to sell the fight. I don't have to lie to the fans. I don't have to bullshit people. And, you know, I also don't got to avoid the fight to win. I also do not have to avoid the fight and nullify the action and, like, try to slam an elbow into your forehead after I held you for 5 minutes. Once you're tired, I'm going to slam an elbow into your face. Once you're frustrated from trying to fight, then I'm going to hit you with an, and you gas yourself out because you know you're losing the rounds, even though I could protect myself for hours on the ground, hours.
Nick,
hours on end with George fighting. As long as I'm not frustrated trying to get back to my feet and win a round, you know. So this is a martial arts. This is a ball game. I don't have any problem not participating in this ball game once. But I'll do it as long as I'm paid in full and everything. And I signed to fight, so I'm happy. I'm obviously okay with even though I'll probably have to give it all to taxes and be broke and COVID. It's not like I've ever had anybody take care of me.
Yeah, taxes.
Aspect. It's not like I've ever. Yeah, I'll probably be broke regardless whether I keep fighting or not.
Well, listen,
invest
Nick.
Invest some.
I know.
Do
you
got to
invest. You got to invest. Nick,
do
listen, we are way late. We appreciate it. And
it's been remarkable.
And thanks for coming on today, Nick. We appreciate it.
Right on. Thank you guys, man.